In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. The Lord Jesus Christ says, peace be to all. Peace be to you. How many of you ever worked one of these jigsaw puzzles? It may have 10 pieces, and it may have 5 or 10,000 pieces. And you work this jigsaw puzzle, and you work it down, and then you get down to the last piece, and guess what? It's missing. The one piece that makes that puzzle whole is not there. Therefore, the puzzle is not complete, it's not finished, and it has a hole in it. Man goes on a search for meaning and peace in his or her own life. And you look here, and you look there, and you try this or that, but there is no real peace. The only real, true, and perfect peace comes from God the Father, in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Holy Spirit, who dwells in our hearts and in the church. Our persons, body, mind, soul, and spirit, are like that puzzle. We're made up of all these little pieces, and you can lose a piece here and there and so forth and so on. But you get down to the last piece that makes man complete. It's the peace of God who dwells in our heart. That's what makes man truly in the image of God. And it's our union with Christ that makes us complete. And only then, and then, and only then, can we live a life of meaning and purpose in repentance and holiness, and doing good works of mercy, like the Good Samaritan did in our gospel reading this morning. And then we shall inherit eternal life. So we have to ask ourselves, is God in my heart? And am I following Him? If not, what do I do? And if yes, then what do I do? So you have to think through who I am, who you are, because we're each individuals. Our epistle, this reading in Ephesians, tells us where we were and where we are now, and where we are now in Christ. Two verses before the beginning of the reading says, and this is Ephesians 2, verse 11. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That's a description of the world we live in. You are the Gentiles. We were the Gentiles. Without Christ, you were aliens from Israel and the covenants of promise that God had given to Israel. You had no hope and without God in the world. But since salvation involves the renewal of all of mankind in Christ, the old distinction between Jew and Gentile no longer exists, and both Jews and Gentiles have become the true Israel. And from verses 13, but now in Christ, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Man's brokenness was twofold. Man was separated from man, that is, Gentile from Jew, and man was separated from God. The healing is likewise twofold. The creation of a unified humanity, the church, the incarnation of the Son of God did this, and the raising of this unified humanity, the church, to God. His death and resurrection did this. Christ has brought us near. We were far off, and he has brought us near. And the whole Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, acts together to bring this about. From verse 18, "For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father." In the last verses of Ephesians 19 through 22. "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Holy Spirit." The church, all of humanity, our humanity, is unified and renewed through the incarnate Son of God, and is built upon a foundation of Jesus Christ and the apostles and the prophets. And from this foundation come the scriptures, the doctrines, and those things that teach us how to follow Christ and how to love God above all else. In Ephesians chapter 4, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." These gifts are implied to be a continuing reality in the church. The spiritual building is one. The church is designed to be united as a spiritual house where God dwells among us. When the priest begins the liturgy, he says, "Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." God is here. The kingdom of God on earth is with us. And we who were far off have been brought near. And we can come to worship God, to give thanks to him for his grace and his blessings to us, to ask for his mercy and help in our time of need, as we serve Him and our neighbor as we go about our daily lives. And in the middle of all of those good things, He gives us peace in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls. The puzzle of man is complete, and man can be at peace, even though there's great tumult around us. Many people in the world talk about peace, but with sin as the cause, there is no peace, but only war, hatred, death, and on and on. The peace of God gives us hope and life in a sick world. God in our hearts is that piece of the puzzle, that which makes us whole and gives us peace. I remember 45 years ago when I went overseas to Vietnam, I was far away from God. And I was looking, just trying to figure things out. The greening of America was not the answer. But looking for meaning, looking for peace in all the wrong places. And then, a man shared this scripture with me. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. For the first time, I guess, and maybe when I was a little kid, maybe, who knows, but for the first time, when I was consciously aware, I knew that I did not have God here in my heart. He wasn't here. And I knew that. So I began to think about that. I think about that as circumstances and life and stuff that goes on. And after quite a few days, I was even more convicted that I did not have God. And I went and I prayed with this man. And I asked for, a young guy, he was my age, I asked God for forgiveness, that if He would change my life. Was miserable. And then, the next day, got up and went to work. Same old, same old. Got off that evening, went to my same old routine of lighting up. And for the first time, I heard God say, "If you do this, continue to do this, you'll never know Me." That was new. The next day, same thing. If you continue to do this, you will never know Me. And I put those things away. And I stopped. And God began to to work in my life. And here I stand blubbering to some extent. But very thankful to God's mercy. So, I'm not perfect. I struggle, as we all do. But there is a sense of God's peace in the midst of all that goes on. And that's 44-something years ago. Thank God. God is that piece of the puzzle that we need in our hearts, that all of mankind needs in their hearts. And all they have to do is go and pray and ask. And God is there to give us those things that we need. God is that piece of the puzzle needed in our hearts, minds, and souls. Each of us must walk as individuals. Each of us has our own life to live and to listen to what God says as He leads us. And Jesus is the Good Samaritan. Christ is the Good Samaritan from our gospel this morning to each of us. If we will let Him heal us, and we will listen to Him and keep Him in our hearts, the church is that inn where we're healed. This is the place where we come together to worship, to give thanks, to ask for mercy and grace and help in time of need, to be thankful for His blessings, for all that He's given us, for our individual families and this family here, and for His love to us. May we always seek after that. May we always listen. May we love one another. And above all, may we love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because He is good and holy, and He loves mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.